you know that every word you speak matters? Are your conversations making a difference? With a passion for words and a heart for conversation, Teresa Velarde is a self-professed word nerd, best-selling author, BizCat 360 columnist, and publisher. Children's books as well as fiction and nonfiction books are welcomed at WeBe Books Publishing and Book Endeavors, the imprints of her company, Authentic Endeavors Publishing. Whether written or spoken, Teresa strives to encourage and inspire meaningful conversations that make a difference. Here's the host of Conversations That Make a Difference, Teresa Velarde.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Conversations That Make a Difference. I'm Teresa Velarde, and we are on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can see me here on the first and third Tuesday of the month. We go live at 5 p.m. on those days. And I'm so excited for what we have going on today. We have some children's books authors who are making a difference in the world with their conversations within the pages of their books. As you know, I like to start each show with a prayer. So we're going to ask God to be present with us while we do the show, and that it will touch the ears who need to hear this conversation. And I like to start off with the Serenity Prayer. It's pretty universal, and it helps us to step into what we can do, what we can't do, and what we need to leave up to Him. So God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We also want to say that today we are grateful to be fabulous, blessed, and highly favored, living on our greatness, using our God-given gifts and talents with passion and purpose, and together we are making a difference in the lives of others, and all of God's great universe is conspiring in our favor. And it is with great gratitude that we all say, amen.
Amen.
So let me introduce you to my guests today. I have had the privilege of working with these people to get these beautiful stories out into the world, and they're perfectly timed for the holiday season. So let me start with Dr. Ann Wirth. She is a Christian counselor, speaker, and author of Call Me Worthy. She has a heart for those who are lost and forgotten, including the little doggies. She is called Granny Annie to 6 grandchildren and Gigi to 2 great-granddaughters. As a hobby, she creates Christian art, and her Tessie's Tears book series, the first of which is Tessie's Tears, Grampy Goes to Heaven, was just released. It's the first of 3 and helps children to deal with difficult issues of loss, whether it be the loss of a loved one, a friend, or a pet. And you can visit Dr. Ann's website, which we will give you a little bit later on in the show. Let me go to Joshua Blocker. Joshua is an award-winning actor, author, screenwriter, director, and founder of Da Way Entertainment, an all-around creative who is spontaneously comedic, intriguing, intelligent, and widely influential. Joshua, affectionately known as Josh DeWay, is a native of Dallas, Texas, and he's dedicated to changing the lives through the power of storytelling. He holds a Bachelor's of Fine Arts from Texas State University in San Marcos and is currently represented by Cache Talent Agency, and he will give you his website a little bit later on as well. Now, Josh's books, he has 2. It's the same book, but it is geared toward both little girls and little boys. I am not what they say. And this is an awesome book as well. And then we have Caden Whitlock. And Caden is a motivated, energetic 5th grader with a heart of gold. He enjoys school and loves playing and watching soccer. Caden lives Caden has some brothers, his twin Cody, who now lives in heaven with Jesus, Jonathan Jr., Dondre, Jordan, and he has a sister, Madison. Madison also loves, she loves to ask her mommy questions, all kinds of questions. She's fun and a lively 9-year-old who loves writing, reading, and drawing unicorns. She also loves to play soccer and baseball with her twin brother, Jordan, and her older brother, Caden. Maddie taught herself how to play the guitar and wants to learn the drums next. Joshua, you got the, you're she's as talented as you are, my friend. There you go. Okay. She wants to learn the drums next. So now she also loves to dance and sing. And Hayden and Madison's parents are Marion and Jonathan Whitlock. The family lives in Leesburg, Georgia. And we will give you their website in just a minute. Can I say welcome to all of you? Thank you so much for being here. And I want to show Caden's book as well. It's called The Case of the Missing Baby. And he'll tell that story in just a moment. So I'm so excited. Are you excited to be here, Caden?
Yes, ma'am.
How about you, Madison?
Yes, ma'am.
So Madison, I just want to also recognize you. You have a book coming out and your book is featured in your brother's coming soon page called What? What does Jesus do? Right. So we have these beautiful stories all centered around Jesus and God and who we are in his eyes. And we all are speaking the same language and talking about how can we show up as the beautiful people he created us to be, right? So let me start with you, Dr. Worth, Dr. Ann Worth, who's a very good friend of mine. What inspired you to write Tessie's Tears?
Well, I don't think there's a child in the world who hasn't been too closely acquainted with death during these last few years. And I wrote the book because we all suffer through loss at different times in our life. But for children, it's much more difficult. It's difficult for adults to deal with loss. But children need someone to come alongside them and to help them understand that death is not the end of life. And that loss is, there's a blessing around the corner. And so I hope to get that message to children that the adults who read the book, I hope they will find comfort as well as they share this message with their children.
Yeah. And it's a really good story about relationships. I know that you grew up with your grandparents living in a farm situation and you had a love for horses. How much of this book actually reflects your own heart?
Well, I guess that everything we write has a bit of ourselves in it. And as a matter of fact, the third book in the series will be about my little dog, Corky, that I lost. And so he is in this book, as is Molly, my little friend who moved away when I was young. And I think that all of our writing comes, when our writing comes from our heart, it comes from our experiences.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And I think that the beauty of the conversation that we're going to have here with all these other beautiful authors is a very similar situation as well. So Joshua, I'm going to go to you. What inspired you to write your book, I Am Not What They Say?
I'll say what inspired me was coming up being that kid who was misunderstood all the time, who was bullied and talked about because he was different. Because I was always a little short kid, you know? So I really wanted, I knew how that affected me coming up and even in my adulthood, how, you know, even not liking people standing behind me because it makes me shrink into a little kid. I have to constantly remind myself, I am who I am. I'm not what they say. I'm not anybody's label of me. I'm not anybody's idea of me. I am me. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to spread that message at a very early age because I'm 28 years old this year, and I'm just now discovering the beauty of who I am. I didn't want another child coming behind me to spend that much time finding out who they really are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's awesome. You have some really powerful I am statements in this book for children to literally say in front of a mirror and to really absorb them into their soul. So, and I know you just shared that this is from your heart. This is from your life experience as well. Yes.
Yes. You know, I'm working in therapy to heal the little boy inside of me. So this was one of those things to do that. It was one of those gifts to little Josh.
And you had the foresight to be able to transform the book. It's the same exact book, but we changed the character from Evan to Michaela.
Yeah.
And they, it allows little girls to actually have the same empowering experience as you just described, correct?
Yes. One of the greatest things about the book that I'm really enjoying is parents sending me videos of their children holding the book saying, "This looks like me. This looks like me." I never had that coming up in school. So it really melts my heart. When children are able to see themselves. And I said earlier today that reading is enjoyable when you're able to see yourself on the page. Yes. So being able to gift that child who may be having low self-esteem a positive image of themselves is all the world to me. Because again, I never had that growing up. So to gift that child with that, I love it.
Yeah, awesome, awesome book. Awesome book. Kaden, we're going to go to you. Okay, so you have The Case of the Missing Baby, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what inspired you to write this book? And tell us who the baby is.
Well, what inspired me is, like, I really didn't get to know my brother that well. So I just wanted to write how he was gone and, like, how I didn't like really get to know him that well. So I wrote a book about him to represent him in my family and to know that it's all right if people lose their family members, because I was the same way because I was very sad. And God told me that he's in a better place, so that I know that he's with me all the time. And my brother's name is Cody.
Yeah. Your brother's name is Cody, and Cody is with Jesus. And so your story tells about how you tried to find him. You went to find him, right?
Yes, sir.
And where did you find him?
I found him in a stack of hay, stack of golden hay, playing. And then Jesus came out of the red barn, and I asked who was he? He said, his name was Jesus. And then I went to go sit down, and I was crying because I didn't like want him to leave, because I wanted to play with him more. But then Jesus told me that he will always be with me and always be in with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Really powerful story. A really powerful story coming from a 10-year-old. So let me just say that when your mom called me and asked me to help you get this book published and I read your manuscript, Lord, I was broken up. I was broken up because it's got this book, and I'm gonna say this to the adults who are listening and to the children who are listening. This book is such a pure-hearted journey of a child to find his twin brother who was lost at birth. And it just, like, it's just such a heartwarming story that really allows children to get a glimpse of who Jesus is, and that his little brother is okay with Jesus, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and it's really well done. So I encourage you to read each of these books. Madison, you're still working on your book, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because why? Because you ask so many questions, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you do. And I'm so excited because I can't wait to see all these questions that you've asked. She's working on her manuscript. And tell us the name of your book again.
The name of my book is called What Does Jesus Do?
And what are you discovering? What are you discovering about what does Jesus do? Does Jesus do a lot of things, or is he just hanging around because he wants to hang around?
Well, okay. Jesus do a lot of things that you don't know about. He grew the trees. He did the flowers. He did the trees. And that's why I want to learn more about Jesus.
Wow. That's awesome. It's awesome. He does a lot of things, right? He does a lot of things in my life. I know that for sure. And one of them is to bring all of you guys into my life, and that each one of you is such a blessing. I just am so grateful. I'm so grateful. So I'm going to go back to Dr. Ann. Dr. Ann, you've written before. You have a book. What's the name of your book?
Call Me Worthy.
Right. Call Me Worthy is your testimony, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that and how it ties into the children's books that you're writing?
Well, it made me think of what Josh said. I never felt worthy. And it wasn't until at age 55 when I met Jesus. I didn't meet him, Kaden and Madison, when I was a little girl like you all are. You're so fortunate. But when I met him, there was no doubt that I was worthy because I could see myself in his eyes. And so I can't wait, Josh, to read your book. And even though I may not look the same, I know that I felt the same. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Right.
But one of the things that I want to give a shout out, I don't know if we've all used the same illustrator, but the illustrations in the books are so beautiful, and the colors are so vivid that I think even children that cannot read can look at these books and they can tell their own stories. You know, children have such a beautiful imagination, and I think a child can describe love like, well, I love my grandpa. You know, it's like as much as I can get my arms around. But in these books, it's like God is so big. You know, you can't see him on the page of a book. His arms are just open just to infinity, but a child can understand that if they can reach their arms out as far as they can stretch, that God's love is even bigger than that. And so it's just such a joy. Yes, I love that image. Yeah, it's such a joy to share with anybody, and especially children, how much they're loved and that they don't have to do anything but just be there. That's enough. Just let us see your beautiful faces.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, Joshua, you have written some other books before you stuck your toe in the waters of children's books, right? And I say stuck your toe in because I know there are more coming, and we have that to look forward to. But tell me what inspired you, besides what you said a few moments ago, to go from the other books that you've written, and you can tell us what the names of them are and how people can get them. And how did you go from writing books quite different than this to stepping into the children's book world?
So when I was 13, I started writing stage plays. So I've been writing stage plays for a long time. Writing a book actually scared me. Like, I was like, no, I don't know this lane. This is not what I do. My best friend was like, no, this deserves to be a book because I'm interested in the characters. Like, I need to know more about them. So my journey into authoring started in 2019. I wrote my first novel in exactly a month. It was crazy. And you know, it was so God-breathed, because for everything that I was scared about, it just came like easily for me. So my first book was called Sins of a Mother, and it was just my journey through dealing with a difficult family situation. And I remember wanting to die. But I remembered the reason I wanted to write that book was to promote life, so that someone could see, no, it's not worth dying over. There's beauty on the other side of this. 2 months later, I was coming home from work, sitting in traffic, and I started hearing these words, like in this rhythmic pattern. And I'm like, okay. So I pull out my phone, I'm sitting in traffic, and I just start writing these words. I didn't know it was the manuscript to this book. So, you know, I sat with it and I was just like, okay, I don't do poetry. I don't do anything. One of my favorite books is All the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. And it gave me that kind of feel. And I was like, is this a children's book? So I met Al John, and we had our initial meeting, and he just really put a flame in my feet and eyes and inspired me, because he was one of the first people to hear the story. And the way he was taken aback by it, I knew it was something special. Mm-hmm. So I would say my inspiration for putting my toe into the book of children, into the way of writing children's book, happened because, one, I love children. I am, you can ask anybody, I am like the biggest kid. I am still the biggest kid. I will watch Toy Story and Disney any day with no children around. So I really wanted to give them something that they could hold, that made me feel good inside.
Yeah.
And like Dr. Ann said, it's showing the love of God in different ways, and showing that you are worthy. She said something that I've just recently started incorporating in my day, that you don't have to do anything to be loved. You just have to be.
Exactly.
Just being is worthy of you being loved.
Exactly. Awesome. When I tell you, we're going to come back in just a minute because we have to go to commercial break. But I want to ask Kaden the same question. Like, how did you come to, I'm going to let you think about this while we go to commercial break. How did you decide that you wanted to take this story and make it into a book, and why? So when we come back from commercial, we're going to go back to Kaden and find that out.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat. Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers Chaos to Clarity and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. And I have to say, I love that. Every time I come back from a break and the last thing I hear is let life flow, it just gives me this sense of like, oh yeah, that sounds so good. Right? Kaden, what do you think about that? You're giggling. They're giggling. Well, so why write a book, Caden?
Well, what pushed me to write my book is that I really wanted to get closer to my brother, and I wanted to know about him more because I didn't really know, because my parents didn't want to tell me because they thought I would get sad. So when we were in the pandemic, my mom was like telling us that we could write a book because we didn't have anything else to do with our life. So she told us to write a book. And then I came up with, since I didn't have anything to do, I came up with just writing about my brother. And I asked my mom questions about, like, why was he gone and how did he pass away? And she was telling me, and it came up with ideas for me to write my book.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask you, did you have a dream or anything that helped you along this process? Did you actually have a dream about where Cody was?
Yes, ma'am. I had a dream that I would go out, me and Cody, we went I went to heaven with Cody, and he was with Jesus, and Jesus and Cody, they were walking around the town. And I went to go find him because I saw him, and I ran to go hug him. And then they didn't know I was there, but Jesus did.
Jesus knows everything, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what a beautiful story. And your mom, she's a smart lady, having you guys write those stories. And then when she called me, hi, mom. Hi, this is Madison. Hi. Caden and Madison's mom. And she is just such a support for her children and their creativity and their education and their sporting events. And that woman is running herself crazy with these little ones, right?
Yes, I am.
So how proud are you as mom of these two authors now of books? Caden, already an author, and Madison, soon to be. She's an author in her own right before it gets published, but she'll be able to hold her book in her hands pretty soon, right?
Yes, so I'm very proud of them. They make me just think as an adult, when I was that age, was I thinking these same things, you know? And for them to be 9 and 11 and have all these thoughts and these opinions is totally different from when I was growing up. So I'm very proud of them to be able to express their feelings and their thoughts and to write it down. And they know that it's all centered around God, and that they know that, you know, he is the Almighty, and they can go to him for all of their answers.
Right, exactly. Great things. Great mm-hmm. things are coming out of this family. They have a website, a family website. It's the Whitlock. Tell me, Marion, I'm sorry.
It's Whitlock Crew Children's Books.
Yes, Whitlock Crew, C-R-E-W, Children's Books. So, you know, when we were setting up your website for you, you had this idea, but there was a letter missing. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell that story a little bit?
So we were trying to think of a website that would center the entire family. And so we thought of Cody Ryan Whitlock, C-R-W. And then Teresa came up with this beautiful idea. She said, well, you guys are the crew. And so she tied in the letter E. So it's Cody Ryan Eternal Whitlock. And when I heard that, I just started screaming. I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. it just gives us a reminder of where Cody is. And it's more easier in our household to talk about Cody and his existence and what he's doing for us now and where he is and that he's always with us.
Yes, yes, yes. And I will say that Marion is a screamer. When she gets excited, she like, she's a screamer. I sent her an email the other day. She says, you know, I'm screaming. I said, oh girl, I know, I can hear you from here. It's awesome. Thank you so much, Marion. Miss Madison.
Ma'am?
Yes, Liz, let me ask you a question. You, this book that you're writing or that you've written and we're going to soon publish for you, What Does Jesus Do? Was this the same thing that your brother and you had a project to write a book? Was this where it started?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And so how did you start this?
Well, I started, it's kind of like Cadence. Well, I started because I was asking my mom these weird questions, like in the car when it was just me and her. And I was asking her, I told her, Mom, where did the trees come from? And she said, well, from Jesus. And I said, where did the sky come from? And she said, from Jesus. And then I said, where did the grass come from? And she said, from Jesus. And she said, you can write a book about that. And then I was like, and then I was so excited. So my mom started typing it, and I was like, and she said, "What you said again?" And I told her that who did this guy? It was Jesus. So that's how I wrote my book. But my mama helping me.
Awesome. Did Jesus make those great curls you have on your head too?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I thought so as well. I think you get a little help in taming from mom, right? But those are some pretty good curls you got going on there. Yes, indeed. Can I just tell you how much I love what I do? Can I tell you how much I love what I do? And I have to go back to what Joshua said in recognizing our illustrator, Al John. Al John is an incredibly talented illustrator, Al John and Nova. They put together we tell them this story and he just comes up with the illustrations. You know, we give him a vision and he comes up with the illustrations that literally, like, I don't think I have ever seen once, maybe once, where the illustrations were not on point. Yes, do we have to make some adjustments and whatnot so that they are, you know, exactly what the author is looking at. But let me tell you something, this is one talented young man, and we are immensely grateful, right, guys? We are immensely grateful for Al John and his capabilities. And one of these days I'm going to get him on the show. He's quite shy. He is a high level creative, just like all of us. We are all creatives, you know. We love to create things with words, things with me. I like to play with clay. It's just wonderful to have somebody who can hear your words and see the pictures that go along with it. So huge shout out to Al John Inertia and Nova. They do an amazing job on what we're working with. So Anne, what's the next story? I mean, you've got a series of three. So what's the next story? I know you gave a little peek into Corky, but let's talk a little bit about what's coming next, because I know you've already got the manuscript in works.
We were just talking about Al John, and he has created this adorable little redheaded girl with freckles and big glasses. My little friend Molly, who is about the next book, and Molly's friend moves away. She's her very, very best friend. And she just doesn't think that there will be anyone who could ever make her heart happy again. But guess what? And Caden, you and Madison will find this interesting. Two little girls are going to move in next door, and their names are Missy and Prissy, and they have hair just like yours. And they are going to teach Molly not only about a new friendship, but about Jesus. So it's going to be another story that's going to make a life much bigger, because Jesus is going to be in it.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. So yeah, so there's a lot of really good information and lessons in these books. One of the things that I really I don't want to say pride myself on, because this is not about pride. This is not about me. This is about the authors. This is about getting the story out there. This is about honoring God. This is about having a lesson and having growth for the children who read these stories. One of the things that really is makes my heart sing is to see exactly how all of these honor the creator, honor God, our creator. And whether we're talking about children's books for these authors, or whether we're talking about other books that have been written by the adults in this conversation, they're all us telling our stories in one way or another. And the fact that we get to put them out there for the world and make a difference in the lives. These books here, these are what conversations that make a difference look like this. They look like this. And they're making a difference in the lives of children all over the world.
I also have to say that it's timeless, because we've got a 9-year-old and a 79-year-old writing to these children about the same, with the same message. It's such a needed message for our world today. And so I'm so happy to have met you, Teresa. And I do feel like this is your mission, is to bring this message to the whole wide world.
Yeah, it's my purpose. I believe that this is my God-given purpose. I do believe. So, Joshua, we're going to you. What's next for Michaela? Okay, so even though they don't have names in the books, these characters are Michaela and Evan. So what's next for these two cute kids?
I'm still, you know, I'm still caught between a few opinions. I think what's next is I have a niece who has autism. So I want to really, in a delicate way, introduce Michaela and Evan to children who are different than them, and still show that same need to love and coexist. And although we may learn differently or live differently, that doesn't mean that I have to love you any differently. I should still love you the way I want to be loved. And I should treat you and interact with you the way I want to be treated and interacted with. So I think I really want to hone in on how differences make us unique, but we're still human at the end of the day. And every human just wants to feel seen, wants to feel loved, and wants to feel valued. I'm really leaning in that direction. I don't have any ETAs because I'm working on a million and one other things. But I definitely am interested in, you know, this Michaela and Evan series of, you know, them just exploring life together and growing up and, you know, asking those questions. So I think that question of differences, I want next.
I think that's a really powerful conversation. And you absolutely, I mean, I know you've got a million things going on. You've got your hands in a lot of different pies, but I love your heart. I love your heart for children. I love that you make yourself vulnerable on the pages of these books, you know, and and I love when you share that the reactions of children who are reading them and how they are, you know, saying, oh, this is me. This looks like me. This is how I feel. This is what makes a difference in their lives. And, you know, you're really putting it out there. I adopted Josh, by the way.
Even down to the detail, I got a video. This lady sent me a video of her daughter going through the book, and she said, I have socks like these, mommy. I have socks like these. So even down to the details of socks, it's so amazing and rewarding to see that children are paying attention. Like Dr. Ann said previously, it is even children that can't read. I have a brand new goddaughter. She just turned one. She goes, she's book, book, and she'll just go, and she's just waving the book. She says, book, book, and she's just flipping through the pages, and she can't read, but she's just like she said, the colors are so vivid and vibrant, mm-hmm. That it makes them pay attention.
Yes, yeah. And that's one of the beautiful things about all of these books is the colors are really inviting and really bring alive the characters, but they bring alive the child within each of those who are reading it. And yeah, both of you said the same thing. You don't need to have a story. They make it up as they go along, you know, and it's great. And it gets them interested in books. And that's why I love what Marion did with the children during the pandemic. Is that she had them write their stories, and there are more to come because there are other children in this family. And we once again have to go to commercial break. So we'll be right back on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Conversations That Make a Difference. We'll be right back.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change, by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to happy. Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Conversations That Make a Difference. We're talking with Dr. Ann Wirth and Joshua Blacker and Caden and Madison Whitlock about their books. Some are already published. One is forthcoming. And there is a link. If you are watching on YouTube live, I know that I gave the links to Deborah Bovee And she is working behind the scenes tirelessly every day to make this radio station happen. And she's put the link to all of your books that are on Amazon in the chat so people can go ahead and get their copies. So I invite you to do so. And I know that there's going to be other ways that you can get these as well. Kaden, you were invited to be part of an event at one of your parents' venues that they are part of, correct? So aren't you, don't you have something going on this Thursday night?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to my country club and I'm going to be selling Cody Bears mugs with Cody on it and some books.
You're a little entrepreneur, aren't you?
Ma'am?
You're a little entrepreneur, aren't you? You're making a business out of this deal.
I'm also going to be selling books and signing them.
Yeah. How does it feel when you can sign a book, that you can autograph a book?
It feels good because I'm really just signing the book that I made about my brother and showing how much I love him.
Awesome. And you actually signed my book. I got an autograph book from you with a beautiful message. And this is exactly what it says. Thank you for believing in me and helping me share my thoughts with the world. Love you, Kaden. Oh my goodness, that touched my heart. I got an autograph book from Joshua too. I got autograph books from everybody. These make my life, let me tell you. These make me so happy. They make me so happy. But anyway, this is not about me. This is about all of you. So Madison, are you going to send me a copy of your book with an autograph in it too?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So I know that's coming soon. Kaden, Cody Bear is the name of your bear. I'm sure that you named it after your brother, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you now have a Cody Bear that you own yourself. You have one, you have a little bear that you call Cody and you take everywhere with you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So what made you decide to get everybody else to have a Cody Bear?
Well, I got excited because I want them to have stuffed animal that they can hug at night and always keep with them.
Joshua was busting up over there. Me too. I'm like, that's so great. That's so great. And I did I hear you say you're making mugs too with Cody Bear on them?
Yeah.
Oh man, wouldn't it be awesome for me to have coffee out of a Cody Bear mug? Hint, hint. What do you think?
My Cody Bear looks good. He also has a white shirt and his name, he has a label on his shirt that says Cody D. Bear. Cody the Bear, and his middle name is Ryan. Cody,
you two should get together. You and Joshua should get together because Joshua has DeWay Entertainment and you have Cody the Bear. I mean, I see a collaboration happening here, gentlemen. What do you think? Look, there he is.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
So I'm so emotional about this because when I was young, I loved Arthur, and Arthur had a teddy bear. So I had a teddy bear. His name was Stanley, and I took Stanley everywhere. Oh, that just brings back so many memories. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, look, yes.
How cute.
That's awesome.
Yes, that's awesome. Cody D. Bear. I love it. Mm-mm-mm. Well, I'm telling you, we're in our last segment here, but I want to share something that is really touches my heart. Marion, I'm going to ask you to come into the screen if you wouldn't mind. So hold your ears, guys. I want to let you know that the network has decided to feature Cody's book, The Case of the Missing Baby, as the book of the month for December.
Oh my goodness, that's such a blessing.
Yes, indeed. And you are going to get the opportunity to be interviewed by Deborah Bouvet on her radio show. That is the Kids for Love Project radio show. So I'll get you the details on all of that. But we want to say a huge congratulations to you for creating such a beautiful book that it got the attention of the station owner and wants you to be honored in the way that you can honor other people by being the book of the month. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. I'm surprised she's not screaming. I was like,
I'm trying to hold it.
So we look forward to watching that we'll get back to you with the details on that, but and the book is going to be, we'll tell you every place where you can see it, and get you information that you can put on your website as well. Speaking of your website, let's each say that, Cody, can you sell your stuff on your website yet? Do you have that set up?
I don't
think the mugs and the bears.
We don't have that set up yet, but it is coming.
It is coming. Okay. So that's one thing that we're gonna have on your website. And once again, it is the Whitlock Crew Children's Books.com where you can get those, where you can learn more about the Whitlock family and all things that are coming about. And the event for Thursday night is actually posted on the website. I know that it's there. So we invite you to go there and find The Case of the Missing Baby on Amazon.com. I am like so floored by this. He was 10 years old when he wrote this manuscript. Now you just turned 11, right? When did you turn 11, Cody?
May 28th,
yeah. So at 11 years old, you are a recognized published author, and congratulations. And Madison, you're going to be carrying the same title at 9 years old. Kudos to you, girl. Kudos to you. And we look forward to seeing your interview with Deborah Bovee when that happens. So
thank you. Thank you all.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So Dr. Ann, how can people get in touch with you? Where can they, what's your website? Let's talk about that for a minute. And okay. And you have any events coming up that you can invite people to in the Dallas area?
Yes, I do have a book signing coming up the first week in December, and it will be on my website on the events section. Mm-hmm. The website is Dr. Ann, A-N-N-E, Worth. author.com. And I'm thinking about these children and thinking, well, better late than never.
Oh my word. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm late to the party, but I'm here.
You know what? You're never late to the party, because it is my firm belief that God's timing is perfect. And this meeting of all of you here is perfectly timed, and good things, lots of good things will come from it. I'm sure. I'm so sure.
Yeah.
So, and remember that the link is in the chat for the Amazon copy of your book as well. Joshua Blocker, tell me what's going on in your world around your books.
Way too much. I'm working to get into some schools to just go speak to some children. I don't have any set dates yet, but. Should those dates come up, those will be available on my website. My website is dawayent.com. That's dawayent.com. I think the tab is called The News. So you'll be able to see anything that I have coming up on there.
That's going on. Now, you live quite close to Dr. Ann Worth. You're yes. in the Dallas area also, yes. correct? Yeah. Yes. So the two of you need to connect with one another and see what you can do together with your books and how you can collaborate in your area and bring your messages, your beautiful messages of love and hope and confidence to the children in your area. So I hope you will do that. Yes. I hope you will. Yeah. So we are almost out of time. I just want to let everybody know that usually we are the first and third Tuesday of the month, and that still stands true. But we are going to have a special on the 30th of November. We are going to have another group of authors who have written children's books come to the table and come to the conversation about what they're bringing to the world, in hopes that we can help kids that have need something to believe in, need someone to believe in, and in turn believe in themselves. We have all of the books have a message. Every single one of the books that come through me, by the fact that I get the opportunity to work with these authors who bring them, you know, bring such powerful messages to the children of today in a time where life can be so confusing, even more confusing than when we were children. I invite you to, if you have a story to tell, I believe when you get something like this, and any one of you can answer in, when you get a story that like touches your heart and has a message of hope for today's children, I believe it's our responsibility to bring it out to the world. And to do it, like you said, from 10 or 11 to, you know, if Madison is 9 and you're 79, I can't believe you don't look like you're 79 years old. I mean, God bless this woman. She's got great skin. You know, no matter what your age, if you've got a story to tell, whether it's through me, whether it's through another and someone else, whether it's, you know, whatever, get it out there, write it down, get it out there, explore the possibilities of what can happen with it. And it will change lives. These are conversations, whether we're having them verbally, whether we're having them within the pages of these beautiful books, whether we are telling them to the illustrator who sees our vision and brings them forth. These are life-changing things that I'm holding in my hands here. And I want to thank each and every one of you for stepping up and taking those steps, even at the young age of 10, when Caden wrote the story, and for his mom calling me and saying, I don't know if you'll do this, but I got a 10-year-old that wrote a book. Like, yes, I will. Let me see what it is, provided that, you know, if it has a message, and boy, does that have, it packs a wallop, that book. It's like really, really powerful. So I want to thank each and every one of you for coming to Conversations That Make a Difference. Join us again on the 30th, and then we'll be back again, of course, December 7th, first week of December. So you will have a chance to meet a bunch of authors between now and then who you can see face-to-face and find out more about on all their websites, and in turn, maybe get their book for somebody special to you for a Christmas gift or a holiday celebration or a birthday or something that's, you know, going to make a difference for them. Anybody have any last word? We have 1 minute left. Anybody have anything else they want to say before we close this out?
I'm glad to meet everybody.
It's nice meeting everybody.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And that does it for this edition of Conversations That Make a Difference. Join us again on the 30th of November. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tune in next time for Conversations That Make a Difference with
host Teresa Velarde every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Thank you for listening, and thank you to our producer, Rachel, and to our station owner, Deborah Beauvais, working behind the scenes. Be sure to go to conversationsthatmakeadifference.com for your free gift. Make sure your conversations make a difference.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.